So there's a shaila in poskim, but really it's in the later poskim, not the earlier poskim, about standing up for Sefer Torah by the Hakafas. And as we go through the sugya, Mr. Shem, I think that there's a very nice pneumistic yisod regarding the entire day of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. What is the nakud of the celebration? And the shaila we'll see is, whenever the Sefer Torah is on the run, on the move, we stand up for the Sefer Torah. So, Pashas, it would seem that Kol Zman, the Hakafas are taking place, it would be upon us to have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. But we see the minig is not like that. I'll try to explain, seeing Poskim and their remarks, and then I'll be premius why that may be, and hopefully an akuda premium about the day. So, let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question about standing up for a Sefer Torah. One must stand for a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara brings a Kav Chaimer. If we stand up for Tamid Chachamim, then certainly we should stand up for a Sefer Torah. Then the Gemara brings a Maisa. The Rabbi Eloi and Rabbi Yaakov were once sitting, learning Torah, and Rabbi Shimon bar Abba passed by. And they stood up for him. And he didn't like that. So he says to them two things. First of all, Chada da asan da chakim miva an achaver. You're greater than me in Torah. And secondly, V'oid klum Torah oimedes bin pnei lam da. Does the Torah stand up for those who learn it? So Rashi says, what does it mean? Does the Torah stand up for those who learn it? So Rashi says, because they were being Isaac and Torah at that time, he called them Torah. Meaning, not only did they stand up for him, you know, on a regular day, but just, you know, they may be eating supper or something and stood up for him, but they were sitting and learning Torah and they stood up for him. That's what he was upset about. The Torah stands up for those who learn it. So the Gemara says that it's clear that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Lozar that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand up for his Rebbe while he's in learning Torah, middle of learning Torah. And Abai, he lays down the law, and he says, I curse those who don't stand up for Talmid Chachamim, while they, even if they're sitting and learning Torah. What we're going to take from this Gemara is two things. One, the obvious, the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chaimer, that if you stand up for Lomdei Torah, certainly you should stand up for Sefer Torah. And secondly, just hold on to this Peirush Rashi, actually comes to explain the comment of Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. He calls them Torah. Why is the Torah standing up for Lamdeha? Because they're learning Torah. The Torah is standing up for Lamdeha. So Rashi does his best to explain why he calls them Torah. But they're not Torah, they're people. But the Torah is standing up for Lamdeha. Now the Gemara in Makkah seems to go in the other direction. The Gemara in Makkah and Chaf Gimel Amid Beis says, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshi, how foolish are people? The kami makbi sefer Torah, v'le kami makbi gavur rabot, that they stand up for a sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for Talmid Chachamim. The ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arbaim v'asar banu v'atzuchadam. I see that Talmid Chachamim are stronger, are better than sefer Torah, because sefer Torah says 40 lashes, and the Chachamim came and they said minus one. So the koyach of the Lamed Torah is even greater than Torah. And Rabbi says, how foolish, the people stand up for sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for Talmid Chachamim. So this is the question of the Tosfos HaRash, amongst others. Tosfos HaRash asks the question, I don't understand. Who is better than who? Again, from the Gemara and Kiddushin, it would seem that Mipnei Lamdeh, I'm Dim, means Sefer Torah, Lakosh again. That standing up for Sefer Torah is more Chomer than standing up for Lamdeh Torah. But from the Gemara, the Makkah seems to go the other way. It says, how foolish are people that they're standing up for Sefer Torah, not for Lamdeh Chacham. So the Tosfos HaRash answers by saying that what's foolish, and again, even the Mefarshim ask, why are they called fools? They should be called Rishayim if they're not standing up for Talmid Chacham. It's a din Torah. So it says like this, because the whole makar of standing up for Sefer Torah is a din which is learned out of a Kal Vachomer for Talmid Chachamim, so what's foolish is that you're standing up for the limud, but not for the makar. The limud is stand up for the Sefer Torah, but where are you learning that out from? For the Talmid Chachamim. So if you stand up for the Sefer Torah and after Bechamim, what's so foolish about that is that you don't even know the Makar. The Makar is to stand up for Talmid Chachamim. That's why you know to stand up for Sefer Torah. So if you're only standing up for Sefer Torah and not for Talmid Chachamim, so then it's so foolish of you that you don't know, you know, the Gemara's drasha and how things work. Pnei Yeshua goes in a different direction, though. Pnei Yeshua says, "On your Lenny Astaiti, that we're dealing with a Stam Chacham versus a Gava Rabba." So, regarding a Stam, what he calls a Stam Chacham, so from that we say, if you stand up for Stam Chacham, so Kal Vachom, you should stand up for Sefer Torah. But the Gemara in Makos said, how foolish are people that they stand up for Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for Gava Rabbas. Gava Rabbas is a different category. That's a different class, as Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua wants to say that I see from here, not a stira. We're dealing with two different Talmidei Chachamim. Oh, many don't like this drasha of the Pnei Yeshua, but it's the Pnei Yeshua. Now, regarding the din of standing up for Sefer Torah, because what we do have in a Gemara is a Makor. And many of the halachas of standing up for Sefer Torah are learned out from standing up for a Talmid Chacham, or a Rabbi Mufak. So the Rambam writes, and this is in Perek Yud in Halacha Tes, that anybody who sees a Sefer Torah on the move, kishuhu mahalich, is chayv lama mipanav. And to stand there until it gets to its makom, or until you can't see it anymore, and then it's mutter to sit down. Then the Rambam goes on to explain that there's a din kavod, but also a din ema and pacha while holding on to a Sefer Torah. Which again is also somewhat halacha l'maaseh there, because how often does a person get to hold the Sefer Torah? Maybe Hagba, or if he's the Chazan, taking it back and forth. But it's a rare occurrence that a person has this chus, unless he's a Gabbai, he's transporting a Sefer Torah. To hold a Sefer Torah is in itself a gevaldik chus. It doesn't happen that often. But that's the time that you have with the Torah more than any other time of year combined. And the Rambam says that there's a din ema upachad because it's the eid naman, the eid ne'eman l'chol bayayla. That's what the Rambam calls it. And Imik Bracha says that it seems like, and he bases this on the words of the Biskarov, he was a Talmud of his, that from the Rambam it would seem that there's not just a din covered Sefer Torah, but also a din ema v'yira of a Sefer Torah. And he explains that's because the limud is from a Talmud Chacham. And just like we find that there's a din covered Talmud Chacham, there's also a din yira Talmud Chacham. Es Hashem alokech atira l'rabos Talmud Chacham. And this is something to keep in mind because of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He once was asked the question that the Tosfos HaRosh and Pnei Yeshua were dealing with. What's so foolish about people who stand up for a Sefer Torah and not for Talmid Chachamim? So he says, and it goes along the lines of the Pnei Yeshua, that we find that a Gav Rabba is in a category of his own. Es Hashem alokech atira l'rabos Talmid Chachamim. And he says that a Talmid Chacham is a metzias of Gilui Hashem Yisparach Ba'ilu. A Talmid Chacham is a metzias of Gilui Hashem in the world. A Sefer Torah Chai, he calls it, who's mahalich u'meir l'oilim k'beis ha-mikdash. Very, very strong words. Bunam, he explained that Gemara similarly, and he said the difference between a Talmid Chacham and a Sefer Torah is that a Sefer Torah has the words of Torah which are etched onto a klaf, which is Or Behema. That a Talmid Chacham has the words of Torah etched onto a human heart, which is even higher dark. Akoponim, we see from the Rambam the inyan of covered Sefer Torah and also din ema upachad of a Sefer Torah, similar to that of a Talmid Chacham, as a Shem Elokech Atira l'Rabos Talmid Chacham. Now this din of the Rambam is brought down on the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredei Reish Pei Beis, where the Mechaber writes that as long as Sefer Torah is on the move, we have to stand up for it, or if it's in a different Rishos, which is Yud Tvachim. If it's Yud Tvachim, I'll Dal the Tvachim. If it's in a Rishos B'fnei Atzmo, so then either the Sefer Torah is in its makom, like in the Aron Kodesh, or if it's on the Bima, or just in a higher territory, the entire place, so then there's no din anymore of having to stand up for it. And this is all going to serve to be useful information in terms of finding the heter when it comes to the hakafas of Sefer Torah. The first one to deal with this shaila was the Aruch HaShulchan. And again, the reason why that is, it's not a shaila which is found in the Rishonim, is because the whole concept of Simchas Torah, of dancing with the Sefer Torah, the Shirish, the Makor, is the Arizal. It's Minhag Yisrael. It's not a din in the Gemara, not a din in the Medrash, it's the Arizal. So from the Arizal and on, this is becomes a shaila. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'yishli makam safek b'sha b'simchas Torah b'eis hakafas sh'naitin kol l'sefer Torah me'hecha v'imach sinasam, that while the Sefer Torah are out and we're going around and they go from hand to hand, l'chayra asur le'yishivat sh'mach sinasam hechot, not allowed to sit down l'chayra until it returns to the hecha, that's its place. V'loy nohu gugay, but we see that the Olam is not knowing to sit, to stand. People are sitting. It's also a tircha gedoyla, because it could be going around for hours at a time. So he writes, "Lani Yastayti, the Be'ez Shemesavim Sefer Torah Saviv Havima Mechuyovim Lamed. Zinehu Kamo Sefer Torah Overes." That as long as the hakafas are taking place, you have a chiyuv to stand. Avo Bein Sivad LeSivav, but that pause of Ad Ka and Hakafa Aleph Beis Gimel, that pause, then it's mutter to sit down, because it's considered to be the Sefer Torah is Al Mikaima. The Sefer Torah is at its resting place. I mean, Kolzman, that the Sefer Torah is on the move, that it's being makif, it's going around and around, so then it's going from point A to point B, so you have to stand. But as soon as it's over, the Sefer Torah is standing, that's called the Sefer Torah is in its makom. L'chor, that's a big chiddush, because the Torah is not in its makom. At the end, we're going to bring it back to the Aron Kodesh. So l'chor, the Aron Kodesh is the makom, not when it's standing. But that's the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Tshuvas von Hagas of Shlomach Zagazon Zayin. He takes it one step further and he says, I don't understand why the Aruch HaShulchan is so machmir. Why it's so machmir? And he goes on to say that certainly Bein HaKafa LaKafa, everybody has a heter to sit, that's considered to be Mekayma. But he wants to say that the following svar, that when the Sefer Torah is going around and around the Bima, that's not called going from point A to point B. There's no destination which is involved in that. You're circling one time, two times, three times, as many times as you can. That's not mean that it has to go from point A to point B, in which case, that's when you have to stand. When you have the place that it's going from until the makom that it's going to, going around and around, he holds, is also, there's makom to say, yeshlismaych, that a person who's chalash or chayla can sit, even as the Sefer Torah is making its way around the Bima. And Rav Shlomo Zalman came along, and he took it one step further, and he says, Lani Yastayti, the only time, he says in Halacha Shlomo, the only time that really the Sefer Torah is going from point A to point B is the first Hakafa around the Bima, because that's the din. But after that, the Sefer Torah is going around and around, that's also totally fine. Because he says, the Svara is, that the whole Shul is considered to be Mekoymish of Sefer Torah, on Shemin Yetzes. How do we explain that? Secondly, he offered another svara, which is fascinating, that we find that when it comes to Hilchas Mechitza, a svara called Lavad, and that's the Sukkah Dekadin, right? That we say that three tvachim is considered, less than three tvachim is considered to be adjoined. So we find that even humans can become a Mechitza, even Shalomidas. So he says, since everybody's standing around the Sefer Torah, bodies are within three tvachim next to each other, so they create a wall, a machitza, around the Sefer Torah. So therefore, anybody who's sitting behind the human wall is allowed to sit because it's in a makom bifnei atzma. It's in a different rishus. It's a very chashuv svar. So let's just explain al pi pashtus why it is that the Sefer Torah is in its makom when it's outside of the Aron during the Hakafas of Sefer of Shemini Atzeres. So one, I'll be pashtus, you could say the following, and then Pnimius will say another thing. The pashtus is that what happens on Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is that for 8 days, the Torah says to Klal Yisrael, Tzei Midiras Kerava, V'Shev Midiras Arai. Teishvu Kein Tadur. You're making the Sukkah, which would normally be a temporary dwelling, your permanent place. That's a din which takes place for each and every year during the 7/8 days of Sukkot. Comes Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and there's a din which takes place, which is We say to the Torah, Tzei midiras keva, leave your diras keva, v'sheva diras arai. Even the Sefer Torah have a diras keva, which is Aron Kodesh. But what happens is that 7 days of our being Mekayim, the din of the Torah, which is the Torah tells us, Tzei midiras keva, the Torah itself is Mekayim the Inyan, called Tzei midiras keva, v'sheva diras arai. And there's an Inyan called Teishu Kein Taduru, that for the time that the Sefer Torah is with us, outside of the Aron Kodesh, that's called Tzei midiras keva, there's a Sheva diras arai. It's Mekayim Sheva diras arai with Klal Yisrael. It's just like our temporary structure called the Sukkah becomes our Makom Keva. The Shul becomes the Makom Keva of the Sefer Torah. Meaning that we were Ma'oirer through our Avoida of Teishu Kein Taduru by listening to the Sefer Torah, the same Manhaga that the Torah is Mekayim with us. So Mimela, the Beis HaKnesses is considered to be the Makom. That you would say just up the Pashtas. In Pinyas, we have to be makdim with the following Maramakarmas. We have here the Kutta Maran, the Shlach HaKadosh, and the Maral. The Kutta Maran in Tinyana Ayin He, Aleph, he quotes our Gemara, Dainu, the one in Makos, and he says it's a very big thing to be mistakel the play HaTzadik, because Chazal say that a Tamach Chacham is Gadol Min HaTorah. And then he quotes our Gemara, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi, that the Kamu Makmi Sefer Torah, but Lo Kamu Makmi Gavirah. Nimsa Shatamach Chacham Hu Gadol Yoisim Min HaTorah. That we see that a Talmud Chacham is bigger than Torah. That sounds like the Pnei Yeshua. Because the Pnei Yeshua said there's something which is called a Gavar Rabbah, and a Gavar Rabbah is bigger than Torah. And then the Maral comes along, the Maral says, and this is in the Sif HaTorah, Perek Yud Aleph, Ki HaChachamim Heim Etzim HaTorah. Talmud Chachamim are not just people who come to explain Torah. The Maral says that Chachamim are Etzim HaTorah. How could they come and take away a makkah, make it 40 to 39? You have to be Tyra to take away from Tyra. Because even if they can make drush, if the chachamim were not etzim atar, how could they take away a makkah? Taking away from 40 to 39? El shagam hachachamim etzim hatayra. The hatayra yishba kairach the farash hatayra. The Torah can explain Torah. Lakach Omer, that's what the Gemara says. Kama tipshoy the kami makmi sefer Torah, look kami makmi gavur. That's the tipshus. The tipshus is you're standing up for sefer Torah, but you won't stand up for a Talmud Chacham who's also etzem haTorah. Very deep thing that the Maral is saying. And then the Shlach Kodesh in Parshas Bereishis, Simon Yonal, if he takes it one step further, he quotes the Tosas HaRash and the Ran, who asks the steer that we began with between the Gemara in Kedusha and the Gemara in Makos. And then he says, it's not a steer, Hakol Emes. Hakol Emes. Mailas b'nei aliyah she'nishmasa mitzad ha'tayra ha'kduma, hi yoyse gedoele mimalas ha'tayra v'mkayma. That the shayrish nishmas Yisrael is even higher than Tayra. And that's called Yisrael olu b'machshava. And it's Merum is in Medrash Kohelis. It says, V'ha'aretz l'aylam ha'medes. And it says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, of course, of all people. He says, Kimi ha'etz yimayami, ein etz ala Torah, etz chayim l'michazimba, v'chimi nirva b'shomi. Who was created for who? Was the Torah created b'shvil Yisrael, or was Yisrael b'shvil ha'Torah? Like we find, b'reishis b'shvil ha'Torah, Chazal say, b'reishis b'shvil Yisrael. So who's the b'shvil? Who's the ikr b'shvil? That's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai wants to know. Really, the Torah is Bishvil Yisrael. And he goes on to explain more. And he says, really, the two are the same. HaTorah is Nishmas Yisrael. But if you have to break them down and look at them, each one in a vacuum, Yisrael is higher than Torah. That's Shorish Nishmas Yisrael. So the Omek HaInyan is as follows. And so help us explain what's going on in that Kafas on Shmini Atzeres, and we'll say why we're not standing for the Torah. The word is like this. The whole process of Rosh Hashanah, which begins with Rosh Hashanah, until Shmini Atzeres, is twofold. One, to be ma'ala the mid of Yira. That's why they're called Yomim Noiraim. Yomim Noiraim means that the Yira has fallen. We have to lift up the mid of Yira. Because, like the Zohar says, there's three types of Yira. There's Yira Sa'onesh in this world, there's Yira Sa'onesh in the next world, and then there's what's called Yira Sa'romimus, which is what's called Shor Shavit Yukat the whole Yira. The main Yira is Yiras Haramimus of Hashem. So when we talk about Yamin Arayim, Yom HaNorai means to reveal the Ramimus of Hashem. Now the Iker Ramimus of Hashem is Niskala, says Rabbi Akiva, through Talmidei Chacham. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbos Talmidei Chacham. The greatest Yira is manifested through a Talmidei Chacham. That means that Hashem created the world to be the Gala himself, and the greatest Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Talmidei Chacham. Meaning a Yisrael who has Torah, I mean the fusion of Torah and Yisrael, that's a Talmid Chacham, that's the greatest Gili. The greatest Gilei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the Gilei of Yirasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Ra'al Tzmei Lechacham. That's Allah. In doing so, the Torah has a kayach of being what? Megale the Shoyresh Nishmas Yisrael. Meaning, that which the Shlach Kodesh says, that the Maila of Nishmas Yisrael is even greater than Torah, that's a Talmid Chacham, of course. Meaning, there's a Nekuda within each and every Jew that's higher, and the Torah has a koyach to be megale that mitzvah of Nishmas Yisrael, which is higher than Torah. Meaning, there's an idea that a Talmid Chacham is a revelation of the galus of Bnei Yisrael. And when that happens, there's a fusion between Torah and Klal Yisrael, that they're etzem haTorah. And a Talmid Chacham is greater than Torah, says Rabbi Nachman, says a Pnei Yeshua called the Gav Rabba. But there's an akuda within Nishmas Yisrael, which is not nizgale. Every Pashat Yid has it, though. That you have to be Megala that nitzitz within each and every Jew, within his neshama, which is higher than Torah. And that is also taking place from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. We know that there are five dimensions of the neshama called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. This corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, and Shemini Atzeres. Over the course of these 5 days, we're Megala the Yechida of the Nefesh. And that's where we begin on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with the Akedah. And we're constantly going back to that. Because the Mekubalim explained that Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, with the Akedah, you know what you're going to get? Kachna es bincha es yachidcha. So the Mekubalim explained, you're going to get your son. You weren't going to lose him. You were going to get him. Because we know that he didn't fully have Yitzhak until the Akedah. But you're going to get yachidcha, says the Mekubalim, your yachidcha shebenefesh. And we're reading about that in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is when the Akedah took place, it means that it's telling us that every Jew will be zeichet to his Yechidah Shem HaNefesh during this time of year. Now, of course, the real Gilei takes place on Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah. But on Yom Kippur, there's also his Galus. Because the Ari explains that we have five Tefillos on Yom Kippur, connected also, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai Yechidah. By Ne'ilah time, you've been zeichet, you're building up, that's why you can't go straight to Ne'ilah. It's a process. You can't be Megali Yechidah until you go through the first four first. That's the tachlis, is to get to Ne'ilah. That's what we've been waiting for. Everything takes place. That's Ne'ilah. That's when the Yechidah Shebe Nefesh is Nisgala. But then it goes away, because Ne'ilah is so short. But then you have to work, keep working, you go to Sukkot, and you get to Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is a whole day Yechidah Shebe Nefesh. Yisrael Bilachadoi. That's what we read about that. If you take a look at the Targum, it says, Yaakov Badad. Yaakov Badad means Yisrael Bilachadoi. Yisrael Bilachadoi means the Gili of the Yechidah Shem HaNefesh. That's why we read about it in the Kriyas HaTorah and Parashas Rezaisabah. Yechidah Shem HaNefesh is Niskala. And that's really the Koyach of the Tara and the Kapara on Yom Kippur. Because it goes like this. If a person does an Aveira, the Torah says, you're slighting me. You hurt my feelings. I tell you not to eat treif, and you go ahead and eat treif, Chas V'Shalom. So, what are you going to do about that? The Torah is bigger than you, right? When you come to Yom Kippur and you're Megala by the Ne'ilah, that you're higher than Torah, Torah doesn't have any tithes on you anymore. Torah says, oh, I didn't realize that you're higher than me. I can't tell you what to do. So the reason why there's a Giloy as Galus of Kapar and Yom Kippur is because you're Megala the Yechidah B'Nefesh. Once you're Megala the Yechidah B'Nefesh, the Torah has nothing to say anymore. Because the Torah could say, you hurt my feelings. I told you what to do and I'm bigger than you. Comes along Yom Kippur to Ne'ilah and says, I'm bigger than you. And that's the simcha that we celebrate in Yom Kippur, where Megala, this, we didn't know how great we were. We were even higher than Tyre. Who would have thunk that we're bigger than Tyre? That's where this comes from. We're Megala that every Yid be'etzim is a Gav Rabba. But Shemini Atzeres is a time that it's Niskala v'Shleimus. So now we can explain and understand why it is that we take out the Sefer Tyre. Because really the Sefer Tyre doesn't belong anywhere else other than the Aron Kodesh, because it's higher than this world. It's higher than us. Every day of the year, the Torah says, the avir of this world is too thick, it's too tummy for me. The Torah deserves to be in a special place. Because the Torah is so special. But on Shemini Atzeres, where you're Megala the Yechidah Shebenefesh, the Torah says, we're Hamish. We're on the same level. Not just on the same level. You're even higher than me. I'm coming to you, says the Sefer Torah. Because normally I'm in here because I'm much higher than you. But on a day that you're higher than me, I'm coming to you. Also explains why by Ne'ilah, Yom Kippur, we open up the Aron Kodesh the entire time. Since when do you open up the Aron Kodesh the entire time? You know what's going on? The Torah says, I'm getting ready to come to you. If it was up to me, I would be in the same Meshus as you right now. That somebody opens Aron, he stands there the whole time. Why do you keep the Aron Kodesh all the time? What you're doing is you're refusing the two Rishuyos. You're saying there's no difference between us and the Torah right now. But when you know God, you're higher than me, says the Sefer Torah. So we come and we dance with the Torah. And part of that dancing with the Sefer Torah is that it's Hamish. And part of being Hamish with the Torah, because you're Megadachim Mafish, is that I'm not going to stand for you, you're not going to stand for me. Two Tamil don't have to stand for each other. So Kol Zman that the Torah is going around and around, the Torah is saying, we're Hamish, we're dancing with each other today. I don't have to be in Aron Kodesh today. We're Hamish with each other. So you want to know why you're not standing up? Well, if you know that you're Yechidah Shebe Nefesh in this Gala, that's why you're not standing up. So from a penis perspective, of course, I'll be Alacha, you have to explain, either because there's a Machitza, but that's why it's called Makom. The Torah says, I only need to be there because you're so down. But when you're on the same level of me, I would much rather be in your arms than to be in the Sefer Torah, be in the Aron Kodesh. That's why it's called Mekoyma. That's why you don't have to stand for the Torah. The Torah says, I'm standing for you today. You're not standing for me. We can just add one last thing. That really the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is that we're dancing with the Torah. But why? Really we're dancing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because really, us and Kodesh Baruch Hu are maybe even higher than Torah. But we bring Torah into the mix and we said, we couldn't have got here without you. And just like there's a din in Yom Kippur that you have to be meratzes chaver, not just that you have to make that you have to have ask mechila kapara from your friend, but you have to be misrat chaver. You have to be in a good place with another yid. You have to be in a good place with Torah too, because there was a lot of hurt feelings leading up to Yom Kippur about what we've done to the Torah. Torah's tain is on us. We hurt its feelings, and then after we hurt its feelings, we go higher than Torah. How nice is that? You hurt the Torah's feelings. You didn't listen. It told you what to do. Now you're the boss. You're higher than Torah. The Torah has your hurt feelings. You say, Torah, no, we're not doing this alone. Come, you're in the dance with us too. Yisrael v'raitz kot shebichu chadu. We're not going to leave you behind. We didn't get here without you. We love you. You're in it with us. We're not leaving the Torah behind. We're bringing the Torah. And that's called, just like you're meratzim chaveyo, you have to be meratzu with the Sefer Torah. You have to be beritzui with the Sefer Torah. But this goes back to what we said before. And Shlomo Zalman quoted it. Es Hashem alakach atir et l'ravatz v'nchamem. By building up this yira, you're building up also Nishmas Yisrael's being nisgala through the tkufa called Yom Yerayim. Es Hashem alakach atir et l'ravatz v'nchamem. I never realized that atam acham, that needs us to bechidu shem nefesh is nisgala. And that's really the Simcha Shmini Atzeres. So from the minhag of the Hakafas, and the minhag on top of the minhag, not to stand up for the Sefer Torah all the time, you see the essence Hayyim. The essence Hayyim and the whole Tachas of the Tkufa is, that's the Shmini Atzeres, is the Kesra Al-Gabah, out of the highest day of all of them. Yisrael B'l-Chudai, Yimigal Yechidah Shebe Nefesh. That's what's so priceless and so precious of the day of Shmini Atzeres.